We are the latest generation of hackers. We grew up playing video games. We were the ones who looked for all the hidden items and figured out cheat codes. We saw what computers could do and thought, I think we can do more. We heard of hackers from the mass media and thought, I want to know exactly how to do what they do. Even as these hackers were made out to be criminals, we still wanted to learn. We eventually found out that hacking is not evil, which settled better with our morals. We're here to share and educate. We are BaseNet Radio.
So that, like...
This is Slick Zero, your host, and with me today for episode 39 of BaseNet Radio, across from me would be Morbid.
Yo.
And on Skype, there is Silent Slade.
Hey.
As well as Kilrathi.
What's up?
And, well, people who know this show know that we usually just discuss recent tech news, but can get into some interesting discussions or rants outside of the news, usually still during the news section, but yeah, that makes us ADD Radio. And of course, any reproduction or retransmission of this material is strictly
encouraged.
That's why this MP3 is available for download at our website, which would be basenetradio.net. And first things first, we will get to that section. That will be the email section of BaseNet Radio. In this section, we will be reading email and comments we received over the course of the previous week. If you have something to contribute, ideas, flames, news stories, or want a shameless promotion, shoot off an email to BaseNet at basenetradio.net.
And remember, we are accepting free brawn.
We always accept that.
So since we're here, that obviously means we actually got something from someone. This week's email was from Solid332. Solid says, "Hello, Slick Zero, Morbid, and the rest of the BaseNet Radio crew. I listen to your show, every day as I drive to and from work. Your news topics are always informative and allow me to stay current with the latest technology trends. Although I enjoy listening, I also like to visit the sources for your news. And here lies the problem. While I listen to your show, I usually keep a notepad and pen to catch all of the tiny URLs mentioned. Yesterday, while I was driving to work, I was in the middle of writing down a URL when I looked up, found a bike messenger dodging out of my way. He swore at me, pointed some profanities in my direction. Needless to say, I'm no longer writing down the URLs as I drive. Would it be too much trouble to ask if you could post the URL somewhere on basenetradio.net? You're a BaseNet Radio listener, Solid332.
Solid?
Yep.
I'm not gonna ask.
First thing I thought of as I was reading this email, when I got to the part of jotting down the tiny URLs, was that don't tell me he's gonna say he ran into a tree.
I was thinking he was gonna ram into some other car or something and completely total it.
And I was expecting a lawsuit for some reason.
But we were all kind of correct except Slade, which we hope stays incorrect.
Yeah, so do I. I don't want to end up on the evil airship. Okay, moving on. So, as an answer to the question, I guess, it's possible that we could start doing that. We have an ability to.
Yeah,
lazy.
There's no denying we have the ability to. Actually, now it's even easier, so.
Yeah, I know. It's easier and harder, because then we got to sift through actual links that we have.
No, to find out which ones we mentioned.
Which ones did we actually mention? I don't know.
So well,
we
go. We
could maybe that one.
We could mark that down as we go through them.
Maybe that's possible.
Or we could do something archaic and print out a copy of it and then
and
just
check off the
check
ones.
It off the ones we use.
Write down like the five letter number combo.
Yeah,
killing trees. All right.
Or we could number them and just write. We type in the numbers we use somewhere. That could work. Who knows? We'll get back to you on that one.
Well, yeah, we'll probably end up doing it. It's just a matter of how.
And
maybe not
getting
this
off
week, but starting
ass.
Next.
Yeah.
It's more
a matter of when.
Yeah. I'll agree with that. It is more of a matter of when. Is there any other?
But don't expect backlogs.
Oh, God.
Unless we have another email address somewhere, then that's it. Thanks for shooting us a message.
Yay. All right. I'm killing that now.
Yeah, so much.
Don't kill it.
But why? It's so easy to murder it.
Oh, okay.
I have a big, you know... Well, I have a blue X, but normally it would be red.
Anyway, on to the next... Oh, that was bad. I messed up my own CrossFit there.
Did you cut yourself out on the word section?
Yeah. That begins the next...
Pause in music.
Yeah, well, it's time for the news.
The cricket chirp there in the background real fast.
Cricket chirp? That was a KVM.
It sounded like a cricket chirp.
KVM sound like cricket chirps.
It does its purpose. And yes, that cricket chirp needs to die, but that's another story altogether.
Yeah.
I'm considering upgrading to a dual monitor KVM, actually.
That would be cool.
That's ultra pimp is what that is. What are you talking about?
You should get this 3 monitor. Is it Dell that came out with it?
A 3 monitor Dell?
I could be completely wrong with the company, but there's I thought it was Dell that came up with a triple flat panel monitor thing, which was pretty badass.
What about the other one that had like the separate monitors with names like Grand Canyon? It had like 15 monitors straight across.
No, this is one that's actually like a legitimate for sale product.
Oh,
yeah.
See, therein lays a tragedy of the Grand Canyon monitors.
What we could do is just break into like a Best Buy and figure out, or one of those stores that has a wall OTVs. And just figure out how to connect stuff to that.
Well, I'm taking a look at those Grand Canyon monitors right now. Bam!
Where?
You know?
Now,
type in Grand Canyon monitors in Google. First hit. It's scary shit. I don't even know where I would put this.
You know what I'm noticing here? This truly is ADD radio. Because I didn't even start the section yet.
We're not talking about news, are we?
It's news to me.
Well, that theme.
Everyone wants a 19.
Oh, the cricket. Yeah.
1,200 by 2,400.
Exactly. This all came from a cricket.
No, it's not. It's, a cricket it's not ADD radio. It's Segway radio.
Segway radio.
I like the triple and the quad. The quad is rather nice.
The quad, man. Look at the quintuplet thing.
Yeah,
over
but
there.
There's no need for that. Come
yes,
on.
Yes, there is. What are you talking about?
Seriously, like, there's even a need for the 4 monitor one? No. But the 4 is completely.
Hey. Yeah. At work, 2 monitors are actually pretty minimal. Like, it's hard to work with just 2.
Really?
I could. Yeah. We do a lot of stuff at once.
Yeah, let's just
this
say
this 5 monitor setup would be nice on my desk at work.
Well, let's. At work, I could
would
use
you take a
about a quarter monitor desk setup.
Let me just say, I use 2 monitors with 6 workspaces. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's a little too much for me, though. What were you saying, Kilrathi?
If you have, like, the 5 monitors set, do you plan on posting that to /S?
But the wallpaper that would go on it?
No, just take a picture of the monitors themselves.
Okay, my question is,
because I'd look at it like, oh, baby.
Such stroke into it? Oh, no.
How much does this cost?
That's bad. I'm scared. Well, honestly, you could probably make this yourself faster than you could buy this.
Yes, but it looks like a pretty nice, very easy setup here. It's all in, like, everything seems to be put in one. There's no...
It doesn't look like it should be able to stand on its own accord. Really. It really shouldn't.
No, that's why it's so thick in the back.
Yeah, but it looks... It's badass.
Supercomputer store! Okay, let's check out the store.
Oh, there's a store. I was gonna go to eBay.
eBay? To this thing? Yeah, good luck with that.
So, what about those, what about the... MOAB?
Anyway.
Category 5 hair...
The Moab? Well, yes. Yeah, we haven't been able to verify if that's true or not.
Yeah, but I personally don't think it is. I think it'd be funny. I would love to watch a video.
From very far away.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's...
Well, it's something I found on Dig. Not exactly certain how accurate it is. It was actually put up today, so... It's supposed to be the United States military joining with the Air Force, which isn't the same thing, really, when you come to think of it. Homeland Security and the Air Force. Whatchamacallit, they want to launch 5 MOABs at hurricanes during hurricane season. To see if they would dissolve, pretty much.
Okay, for those of you who don't know what the MOAB is...
Well, it's the GBU-43B, mother of all bombs, hence MOAB, which is pretty much a fuel air bomb. It's
2,100 pound?
Yeah, it's 21,000 pounds.
Oh, 1,000, I'm sorry.
Yeah, 21,000 pounds of pure pain. Pretty much usually dropped by like a C-130. And there's a bit of an explanation about how it works.
Isn't that the one they call the Daisy Cutter?
The Daisy Cutter? What?
Yeah.
I've never heard.
It pushes daisies, I'm sure, but...
They refer to one of the bombs as daisy cutters, bunker buster bombs.
No, this is not a bunker buster.
This is more than a bunker buster.
This will do more than bust some bunkers. This will bust the city in half. It's the most powerful non-nuclear. It's got a 20,000. I mean, no, 20,000. It's got like a 20-mile impact radius of just pure pressure.
Yes, it's the most powerful non-nuclear created bomb.
Eventually. If you don't shatter to death, you'll go deaf at least. I'm pretty sure it's a guarantee. Pretty much what it does is it has like two modes. At first, it disperses tritanol into the air, and then the secondary explosion detonates the tritanol and just causes this huge fiery explosion, actually. And which is what worries me about doing it on a hurricane, because you might start the world's first flash fire.
Well, luckily, I think they're planning on doing this when it's in the over the water.
I'm waiting till they try this, that like it breaks, but the environmental pressure that it creates actually inadvertently creates like 5
hurricanes.
Splits it off into 5 massive hurricanes.
What I'm worried about is actually like them having to create another category for hurricanes after they bomb it. Like, yeah, we kind of created a Category 7 hurricane. We don't even have categories.
Jesus Christ, a crush!
Yeah, it's the size of Brazil. It's heading towards Florida.
Florida. Yeah.
Smoke them if you got them.
And speak of smoking.
And smoke yourself because it's gonna hurt otherwise.
Oh yeah.
Like I just love their timing. I mean, if they did this, I don't know how many months ago was that? About 6 months ago?
Yeah.
Could have been a different Mardi Gras this year.
Hindsight's 2020. Yeah, they connect. Where is Mardi Gras this year?
Same place.
Damn. Assholes. I wanted them to bring it to New York.
Right. That won't happen. Tradition doesn't change.
It would have been nice, though. For 1 year.
I doubt that would have happened. Is anybody else there?
Hello?
That can't be good.
Let's check the chat room.
No, it says finished. They got kicked off. I don't know what's going on.
Yay, we're all dead. Okay.
Hello.
Yeah, I was wondering what happened.
I don't know what happened. That's what we were just wondering. I
stopped mine. I was like, well, I have a torrent going. It's not doing anything, but I have a torrent going, so.
Anyway, I'll get slid back into this conference. He's probably hey.
What
welcome
the
back.
Hell was that?
Don't
we
know.
Have no idea.
It was the NSA. They said.
Stop talking about our MOABs.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. 3 already registered IPs are talking together over an encrypted conversation. Must kill conversation. Got it. I understand how it works. Time to change my IP. I'll be right back.
Like, that'll do anything.
Yeah, it'll force them to, like, relocate me.
Right.
What, change the IP and MAC address? It'll give them a...
So your ISP has logs? Give me a break. If they really wanted the info that bad, come on.
Yeah, but considering, certain people's attendance...
That involves fake warrants. It's me.
I would say that, considering certain people's, post-career standings with various cable providers, that they have a generally good idea of how to, look over the, cable companies.
Possible.
Yeah, I mean, it's
there are certain
I just wanted to put it out there. Just putting it out there, you know. Know your enemy and all that.
I mean, there's certain ways to get around everything. I don't even have to get back on using my own connection. I can use the neighbor's connection. Or the other neighbor. True.
Hell, I can go out. No, I'm not going to go outside, but I could do this from my PDA.
Yeah, you too.
That's true.
Or the idiot with the wall.
Well,
Wi-Fi down the...
Wow, I never heard Skype do that.
Maybe you ought to go on one of your neighbor's connections.
Yeah.
You know what? You remember that story about, that some of the providers... You still there?
Yeah, he has Slade name, but...
This is true.
Some of the providers were, giving people using Skype, a lot of trouble.
Oh, like, yeah.
Purposely disconnecting and affecting their quality of service.
Well, why wouldn't they? They have a competitive... They have a service they're making money off of, and it's being given away for free by Skype, so... Of course they would try to do crap like that.
It's bad for business if they didn't.
Yes.
Pretty much.
So
it's more or less expected.
It's just one of those things that... that you can't help but think about it in situations like these.
Yeah.
Oh, well. So, mother of all bombs. I don't think it's a good idea to, but given the position of, our nation right now as far as the
blowing shit up.
It's better to blow a hurricane up than other...
Yeah,
other alternatives.
Like global warming? Fuck it, you know. Let's pull up a hurricane, see what happens. Like, why not? We got the firepower, why not? Yeah. That's all good.
Oh, you wanna know what's funny? I'm reading a book now that kind of I'm reading a Tom Clancy novel Rainbow Six where the whole premise is there's environmental nuts who want to kill the whole world population.
Ah, right, yeah, I've heard of that.
Good book.
Well, I'm all about I'm all about eugenics. Things like that excite me.
Ah, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, that's where that silence was coming from. The silence disappeared.
Hey, where is he?
I don't know. He disappeared, and I'm trying to reconnect him right now, and it just disappeared again. I guess that failed.
Okay, well, the internet sucks. Let's see, what's the article that Silent One put up?
I don't know, but he left the room, too. So.
Yeah, I sent in another,
Yes, well, let's move to the next,
stuff.
Subject while he's...
Internet... U.S. stops joining the World Wide Web. According to the Register, the internet usage in the U.S. has flatlined, with a third of the country's households stubbornly refusing to sign up. And don't expect any sudden surges of interest. Only 2% of U.S. citizens surveyed by Parks Associates plan to sign up this year. Well, all we have to do is wait till all the dead people... the old people turn to dust, and then the young people grow up. Then you'll have then we'll have another resurgence. Old people fear change. So as soon as they die off and the newest generation grows up, you'll have a resurgence and America will get back in it. There's 36...
Good way of looking at it.
36% of the U.S. households don't have internet connection and have no intention of getting one either.
Can you hear me now?
Maybe.
I don't know. Yeah. Can anybody else hear him or is it just me?
Nah.
No, I can't hear Slate.
Okay.
Wait, we can't hear you.
Oh my god, there's pornographic awesome. References in here. More worthy for the get everyone connected barrage. Only 4% of the sample cited cost as a reason for connecting to domestic blah blahs. And only
blah blahs.
Refuse nicks. Okay. And only
the fuck?
I don't know. And only 8% said it was because the technology was too difficult to use. 31% said that they had a net connection at work, thanks, and so didn't need one at home. Well, 39% cited other reasons for not signing up. People, blah, blah, web blogging, shunning the joys of web blogging, Wikipedia, and being scammed on eBay. Are they all pious medieval fools? Oh, whatever.
Well,
oh, whatever.
Spam.
Let the Luddites do what the Luddites want. Like, I don't need any more, 13-year-olds posting to forums talking about inane shit. I don't need it, so. Hmm. You know, I'm not hurting that, that there are more people not on the net. I mean,
you're reading the internet sucks, aren't you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What?
And right now, your connection gave me that, what's the word I'm looking for? That, inspiration to read it. So Slade, you can log that down on one of the stories we read to Tiny URL for Solid over there, so he doesn't kill anyone.
Right.
Is he still a...
I think he ran away again.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay, you want me to keep track of this then?
Yeah, I would go ahead and keep track of that. Cause...
Okay.
Wow, he that's weird. He usually has a...
One of the better connections.
Yeah.
Hmm. Very, very interesting.
Okay.
Conspiracy!
That's what I'm thinking.
I'm trying to think of stories I've actually read enough that I could read about.
I saw one that was interesting. Ah, Google wrapped over adult photos.
Ah, yeah, that was interesting.
I can sum this up really, really quickly. Robots.txt, people. You don't want your content to be searched, then use robots.txt. People do it. It works. Shut the fuck up. Let's move on. Next. End of
stuff,
list. Next.
Stupid noob.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, they're gonna take Google to court over, you know, stop posting our stuff. You know, you don't want your stuff posted. You don't want your site indexed. Fine. Hey, if you have such web traffic that you don't need the help of Google to have people help, you know, find things that you want or find things that they want, which might be your site. So be it. There's a way to figure this out. It's called robots.txt. Google can respect it, and you don't get your stuff taken. Now, if somebody takes your content off of your site, post it to theirs, and when I look for Perfect 10, you know, Google...
What the heck just happened?
He was having a good little run there.
No, I know what happened. Skype just crashed right now. Yay for high-quality programming. Yeah.
So is it this end which was causing the problems? Maybe Skype in general is bombed.
I don't know. But now I'm trying to rerun it, so... Oh, darn. I should make it remember my login info. Now people are going to take the audio of my key click, so wait, they can't hear that. Yeah. Nice, quiet keyboard.
I can tell by the time interval in between your clicks... Yeah, I have no idea what your password is.
Besides, I typed barely enough for anybody to make that out.
I'm not that skilled.
Please actually be fixed. Reason unknown. Okay. Yeah, this is why we gotta get more people in the studios.
What?
But, no, it doesn't support pause.
Ah! Where'd you go?
Now it's ringing. Hello, welcome back.
Okay.
That is quite disturbing.
I am... Every day I am hating Skype more and more. I should say every week, because I don't use it every day. For a reason, too.
Yeah, well, notice how we were talking, I don't know, 3 hours, fine, no problem. But then around peak time, Eastern Standard, bam! Everything drops like 100,000 times.
Yeah.
Like you again?
I'm dropping again?
No, that's more of the issue we're having earlier, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I had some serious packet loss issues. I'm talking about 40-50% with like 8,000 millisecond delays, and I was like, oh.
Well, do you want to go back on your you're on a roll with the Google thing?
Well, after Deus Ex Machina has stepped in and prevented me off my roll, but basically, you know, Google is there just to give people the results that they ask for. If Google indexes it and it's out there, then, you know, I don't really see what the problem is. It just brings more awareness of what information is out there on your site, and thus brings more people to your site. But if you really don't like it, you know, then just use robots.txt and, you know,
I think the issue is the end of it. I think the issue is not really the fact that
they were using their site.
No, that they're linking to the site, but the fact that they cache the content of the site. I could see using the robots.txt, but if they're not the ones in control of the website posting the picture, right. Although the fact remains that I think the website that posted it should be the ones held reliable, not the medium to get to it.
Mm-hmm.
But
you're talking about the adult content on Google Images?
Yeah, and they want to start filtering us like China.
How do you filter out an image?
How do you filter this? Well, the wonderful way that Google has decided to filter out adult content is by going to images and doing safe search on or off.
Yeah, I know.
Well, that's not really the problem. The problem
how do you know if the image number 10445679.jpg is adult content or not?
You know, oddly enough, it never really turns out that if I look at something that is possibly adult content, that just renaming it doesn't show it as adult content. So I believe that people are actually looking at it and screening the information. But I turn off safe search anyway, so I really can't speak to that.
This is a newly done system, and moderate safe search is on. And I went and did that perfect 10 search, and I see nipple.
Oh, right. Right on.
Yes.
Is there anything wrong with that? It's an image. I mean, how do you... you can't just say... tag an image with an adult tag. And even if you did, you'd have years of backlog to go through. I mean, you can't just go by the name. Let me see what happens if I type 10. Period. Well, just 10.
Reading the rest of the story,
okay.
It says damages issue. However, there is some good news for Google. The judge said the search company did not gain financially from the thumbnails. Instead, the websites hosting the pirated images were at fault, meaning that damages claim against Google was unlikely to succeed.
So judges are actually learning stuff now?
Well, I mean, that part is common sense. You don't even have to delve into the technical issue of it. I mean, you know, it is common sense. So
I don't see.
My problem is Perfect 10 wanting to distribute their images to cell phone users and mobile users. Fine. When they brought their lawyers in, their lawyers should have told them, I'm sorry, but I don't think you have much of a case because such and such and such and such. You're just wasting time. You're wasting our time. You're wasting your own money. So you should go after the pirate sites. Talk to Google about it, but go after the pirate sites. Bringing this up to a judge should bring unwarranted attention to... Perfect 10 and say, you're assholes, because, you know, we're like, get the fuck out of my courtroom, you know?
Well, that's, you know what? They probably are, it's, from a legal standpoint, yeah, they're in the wrong, but from a media whore standpoint, this is the best way for them
to
do it.
Yeah, I was gonna say, maybe they aren't getting the media attention they desire, and are therefore...
But people are gonna be searching Google.
Yeah, be like, doing what we're doing. Oh, look at this, Perfect 10's bitching about Google. what is Perfect 10? Let me go and search.
Exactly. And then they get all these hits, and they become important somehow. It's a joke.
Yeah, there are times where, you know, sitting back and thinking about, well, what's behind all of this,
the motivation,
this fuss?
Yeah. You know,
what's the real story behind all of this? So the real story is that they're jerks and they have people looking at their content anyway through Google because of what they've done. And they probably knew that the judge was going to tell them, because anybody could have told them. A 13-year-old kid could have told them that.
All I see here anyway is covers for like three covers for a for their magazine.
Ooh, a cover. Oh my god, copyright infringement.
Yeah. That's
it reminds me of it already.
So certain newsstands are infringing on their copyright for displaying their cover?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, basically.
Just making sure.
I actually found a really cool graffiti site by accident. I'm going to forward this to Echo. Well, guys, keep
going. Oh, forward to me. I want to see.
I'm sending it to everybody. Don't worry.
Cool. Okay.
So you guys move on.
Security stuff. Yeah, one of the sites in my bookmarks was just a site I stumbled upon, not using the program stumbled upon, but just stumbled upon in my searching. It has a lot of different scanning parameters. You can do port scans, vulnerability scans, download virus files, and see if your scanner can pick it up. It's very helpful. You know, from time to time, you may be maybe do a penetration test, or you just want to test your own security. You can go to the site and run a gamut of tests against the site that you're on, an IP that you're on, and get pretty reliable results. I like it. I mean, you don't have a Nopix STD CD or a WIHAX CD with you at all times. And sometimes you just need to get a port scan done, you know? So, there you go.
So you can just have a remote site do it. Why not?
Yeah. So, check the site out. It's
tiny URL explained.
Actually, I already did. Give me 1 second. This is the secure stuff. tinyurl.com/RYXU. And I believe that's 6. Hold on.
Yes,
yep, 6.
Number 6.
Sorry, the text is really small. So RYXU6. Actually, really easy to remember. You can memorize that, and you don't have to memorize the page. You can go from anywhere.
You don't even need to write that one down.
It's like no. YU with an X and a 6. My heart. All right, moving on.
In other news, so here is what you have to be secured on this box.
The beeping? You have normal...
Yeah, so now it doesn't beep. Yay.
Oh, well. Alright, so what did you guys do? Because I kind of haven't been around for like
okay.
A little bit.
The topics we covered were the what you just talked about. the Moab, the U.S. stops joining the World Wide Web, and the Google adult photos thing.
Okay.
Besides that, we were confused over where you guys went. And then we were talking about the email and then our randomness.
That's a very good summary. all right, so you guys did the internet sucks. Did you guys talk about the origami yet?
Oh, Big Brother?
Yes, Big Brother.
Oh, wait, I just didn't say Big Brother. The right. Creepy flash video to it.
Yeah, please. Can you guys pipe that through?
Let's see.
The creepy music.
It sounds really crappy.
Doesn't matter.
No, we'll pipe it through.
You guys go on. I need to go AFK for a minute.
Okay. Gotcha. All right.
I'll find a way as quick as I can.
Okay, where the hell is it? Okay.
Just use the server playing the music.
There it is. Okay. Let me raise the volume on here.
All right. Hopefully it's.
Oh, you hear it?
It's playing now.
Remember, we're on my computer, so this can take for a while. Touch me. Okay. It's a floating, it's kind of a blue thingy. It says, touch me. It says, hello. Do you know me? You know what I can do.
I don't want to know what you can do. I don't want to know you.
And where I can go.
I mean your thoughts.
Or how I can change your life. Yeah, seriously. You will. Learn more. And then gives a date. Yeah. This creepy little play again. Yeah. This can be found at origamiproject.com. You don't even need a tiny URL for that.
No, you don't.
Origamiproject.com. And I think Slade had another article on it, which went into a bit more detail than one that I had.
Yeah, that was like fucking creepy. It's a very big brothery article. I mean, advertisement for it. It really doesn't look like it's ready to be as a product. I have a video that you can get off of YouTube, Microsoft Project Origami. If you haven't used YouTube, it's just youtube.com. And there's a search there. Just search for Microsoft Origami. Not hard. And then you'll end up with this video where they show people using what looks like a tablet PC. And lately in the news, Apple was rumored to have a tablet PC coming out soon too. So, Microsoft leak. Interesting timing. It pretty much looks like it doubles as a remote control for your already running Windows box.
Or
I like
cameras.
It as a security hole. It as should... a camera, a picture holder, a picture frame.
What's the word I'm thinking of?
Media center controller.
It's a remote display for your actual camera instead of looking through the in the little
lens. Yeah.
The lens. It's like if you have it set up in the tripod, you can take it this little thing elsewhere and do stuff with it.
It's also got like GPS capability from what I saw. Which is, it looks like a laptop, pretty much. Except instead of a keyboard, it has a touch screen and a stylus.
I think it looks, they could have made it. It looks a little bulky for...
It's huge!
Yeah, a little bulky there, slightly.
I liked it the first time when they called it a pocket PC. Right, yeah, that's...
Yeah, the tablet PC?
But
yeah.
this is slightly larger. By slightly, it's like a textbook. A pretty, it's like a hefty biology textbook there.
It calls a textbook with thin, so it'll fit in your unnecessarily new, useless size messenger bag.
A PDA with a really big screen. All right, bet.
Yeah, it's a Dell Axiom
with
on
a really
steroids.
Big screen. like I said, I liked it the first time when it was just a PDA and fits on the side of my pocket.
Inside your pocket, right. This thing looks like it's cumbersome and useless, but they're pimping it for some reason. And I don't
really
see a lot of innovation.
Cigarette.
Like, their biggest thing in this little mini commercial was what looked like MS Paint Pirates or something. Wasn't really impressed with it. I haven't really gotten a chance to play with it either. It doesn't look like it weighs anywhere near as much as that thing could. Well, it has a DVD player, so impress me a little. other things, what can I say that's positive about it? Touchscreen, that's it.
It had a touch thingy.
Because I'm all about the touchy, you know. Touchy-touchy is awesome, but...
It turns on, that's positive.
Yeah, for how long?
I don't know. Battery life might probably sucks on it.
I'm worried about that, too. Although, battery life has gotten pretty impressive over the last few years.
Yeah... It looked like everything was one solid piece, but I guess you really couldn't tell from that video. It didn't look like there's anything removable.
It doesn't look like it's the official device is ready yet. It looks like a prototype.
It looks like a brick.
Because they don't have any impressive software. They have to pass by text messaging. And
send in photos with little...
Photos.
Which you can write on with a stylus.
Woo! You mean paint!
Yes.
Again, this is stuff MS Paint can do years ago. I don't know. I think it's just like a little media leak thing so that they can...
How do you get your password into it so you can log into it?
Into what? The thing?
Maybe you're right.
Yeah. I hope it has like fingerprint scanning because other than that,
so when
there's gonna be a very bad way to get in.
Now, having experienced handwriting recognition,
it's not good.
It's
horrible.
It's far from perfect. I mean, I've gotten pretty good with mine. I have it trained pretty nicely, but
it took you a while, though, I'm sure.
but I'm just waiting for exciting that secure your password on the screen when it outlines it in blue ink, electric ink on there, and then like I can just look real close from the side and see, you know.
Or better yet, you know what's really nice? Let's say you've been using it for 6 months and you write your password in the same place most of the time. Someone can just look at the screen at the right angle and look, there's scratches here.
Exactly.
I wonder what those are. And these are possible problems. I'm hoping it has a fingerprint scan. That would be a better way.
Or maybe it's like the Pocket PC where they have a keyboard, or a Palm where they have a keyboard that you on screen, which you could tap away at.
That would work as well.
Which also gives me an idea because I mean I could see like little picks where you typed into this.
Every day.
It looks is better than like a word. Because it could be at least could be in different orders, or if you use it for the text messaging, it might have a lot of little ticks around there.
Or you could just be a jerk and hit the wrong button all the time and hit backspace.
Damn it, backspace, damn it. Make it more secure, but it's annoying as hell.
This is true, too. But it's an interesting way of how do you secure a mobile object like that? And it's running Windows, so I'm sure you can. Like, tele-tap the corner of the screen, type in administrator, hit enter, or click enter, or do whatever it is that accepts as an enter command. And oh look, I'm administrator on someone's PDA, because they never set a password. I mean, it works for Windows, but I wouldn't work for PDA.
Yeah, and if you can remotely control someone's, taking that beautiful family reunion photo, that's when you just replace the JPEG that it creates with, I don't know, weightlifter or something.
Or maybe you never disconnect the camera when it's in the bedroom. What?
My favorite is,
once again, you can take that two ways, government or just people who are trying to look in.
It looks like this one's gonna have built-in compatibility with Media Center. Possibly Xbox 360 stuff,
everything Microsoft now.
Everything by Microsoft. So
has
I see
now.
I see hacks for this coming out so soon.
AMV Hell Zero.
Oh no.
Whenever grandma goes on playing for the grandkids. Wanna watch the Little Mermaid Kids? Sure.
Okay. AMV Hell Zero.
Zero's the worst.
More corn. We bring you so that's pretty cool. I think someone up the block got shot.
What?
So I'm not going to the store right now. Never mind. I'll wait for it to die down.
Well, all right.
Shit like that happens in my neighborhood.
Just random death. And
I don't think he's dead. Because he was walking around.
Okay, so Slade.
I don't think he's dead. He's twitching over there. It's alright.
Slade, what's up with this secured Jew house here?
Unfortunately, it's
up. Try it again.
It's working now.
Yes, that's what I said. It's up. Try it again.
Alright, sweet. Let me turn this off, actually. Well, it looks like something I ran into on Dig Again. It's supposedly creating. A place where you can purchase and like see different videos on how to create interesting, secret compartments in your house.
Oh, just like the movies!
Just like the movies. Like, but some of this stuff, like, is incredulous and I would never use. But some of this stuff is kind of handy.
Pull a favorite book from your library shelf and watch a cabinet section recessor reveal a hidden passageway. Twist a candlestick in your favorite fireplace. Rotates, granting access to a hidden room. Dude, Indiana Jones?
I've always wanted something like this in my house.
Yeah, the thing that slides up and you can put in the security code for the door. Slides back down while you walk away.
There's one that looks like you open a book and it will open do something. Custom doesn't. So let's see. Look at this cost factor. It's not the that expensive. Oh my god. Custom features start at $10,000 installed, and for the do-it-yourselfers, prefabricated kits are available for as little as $1,500. These kits come complete with mounting hardware and pre-wired electronics as needed.
That's kind of cool. The $1,500 is not so bad.
No.
For like
to
you
see
know,
that moving fireplace, dude, that's badass.
Yeah, they have great videos there. Let's give people a tiny URL, because otherwise they'll never get there, will they?
No.
tinyurl.com.
Ooh, fingerprints.
It's PCG47 or PCG47. God damn, it's small town.
What about hiddenpassageway.com?
PCG47.
Oh yeah, that's right. Hiddenpassageway.com.
Or hiddenpassageway.com.
Oh, this has this cool. You for this to keep it safe, you can do biometrics, security devices like fingerprints, optical image devices, and voice recognition. That's kind of cool. Yeah, so this would be nifty for the financially. What's the word I'm looking for? The financially well endowed.
Yeah, but I mean, I'd do it. I'd so do it. I just eat that sort of shit up. What the hell?
Like,
he could mute himself. I don't know, through Skype maybe.
Oh,
no, I can't mute
funny.
Specific people.
Oh, somebody's after my SSH right now.
Oh yeah.
Again.
Gonna get him back.
I'll look into it in a minute. They can't really get in because I have been using a nice program called Deny Hosts.
Ah, you've already tried.
It's written in Python, and it just automatically adds them to host deny.
Oh, you have them already denied. Okay.
Yeah, but I'll get to it.
Yeah, there's lots of nice scripts like that. So I know that sounds dangerous.
Well, just taking a quick little peek at, you know, what it is they got running. Because funny story. One of the systems that decided to come after my box after the incident that I had previous to that, because somebody actually made it into my system. That was really weird.
Oh wow.
Which is odd, because my reaction to it was more like, fuck it. You know, usually I'm a paranoid fucker, and I get like really angry when people actually like break my security, but I do it, so, you know, pot calling kettle black and all. But they had a HP jet, 9100, which is the default test HP Jet Directs. And I started typing at the console some of the logs that I had, and told them, if you ever come against my computer again, I will hunt you down and kill you. Now, the thing is that, you know, that really gives a person attention, because after you log out, it'll print that on the printer. So they go to their printer, and it prints out, you know, such and such, you know, the logs. They're like, I see you, you know.
I see dead people.
Yeah, I see your accesses and my logs. I see everything.
Follow the white rabbit.
And if you try it again, I will find you and I will kill you. So.
Oh man.
Pretty.
Whoever thinks they're using boxes, so they automatically just find whatever boxes are running them. I can't figure out which exploit they're using, or if it's a worm. It could be a worm, but. The only worm that I know for Linux that is active right now is PHP worm. And this attack has all the reekings of some person in a foreign country. I'm not going to name any names.
Ah, come on.
Give it here.
I had gotten one, someone compromised a server in Singapore and was using it as a jumping off point to attack my system. Which is not very hard, because anybody that, you know, stumbles across my net block or my ISP's net block just searches for, you know, SSH open. Or, you know, they know what kind of box it is. All the boxes I've seen are using some version of Apache, which is secure, but they also MySQL, unfiltered and default access. So I find that they're probably using MySQL for most of the privilege escalation stuff. So, like, I go looking through my system for MySQL, and I'm like, I look in password, MySQL is in there, and it points to login shell bin bash. So, that's a problem. Because I gave myself like a quick once over. Like I said, I'm not reinstalling Slackware. I'm just gonna leave it. Just gonna clean things up, and lock it down. But I don't know if it has any compromised binaries or anything like that in it. So I really don't care. But I really want to know what they were uploading from me.
That's all about Slackware directory.
Yeah, I'm like, I just wanted, what did they find interesting in my box to, like, try and take?
That's what you should have printed on the fucking printer.
Yeah.
Garbage?
No, what were you printing?
No, garbage.
What were you uploading? Because I'm curious as to what you liked.
Yeah.
What piques your interest?
What piques your interest?
If you want me to start a torrent, I'll do so, you know, whatever.
It's not that serious. You
like it?
I'm serious.
Take it. I'll give it to you. You know, just damn.
Just ask. See?
Just ask. Seriously. I mean, you already know what's in there, obviously.
Yeah. Hey, like, come on now. But I
no, well, you know what? It could have been. If it was a worm running and you had, like, some sort of hidden process running, it's quite possible that you were propagating. Instead of uploading, you were propagating.
Yeah, it's quite possible. The thing is that, that G-Chrome, which, of course, you know I use. I know the colors for the difference between upload and download, and I took one look at it, I was like, what the fuck am I uploading? And I look around and see if I'm like doing any torrents
or something.
And you know, I'm just seeding torrents.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no torrents. Look at my process directory. Maybe my processes and no ghost or zombie torrents. So after that I pop open my DEFCON script, which just loads my windows with all of my logs and my sniffers.
Okay.
So I can see
DEFCON.
Yeah, DEFCON 5. I hit that and it's that just goes to bullshit. Yeah, basically.
But you don't lock out the web, you're just running.
Yeah, I just start looking and it's like, oh, password access. Failed, and then all of a sudden, not failed. Oh jeez.
Jeez.
Yeah,
successful.
Like,
fuck.
Like, who the fuck?
How the fuck? Well, yeah, you really. I have a script for you. You're running Slack, right?
Yeah.
I have a couple scripts that you might want. I'll give you a copy of. I got them from someone at work. What they do is they add, after a few amounts of
deny hosts.
Deny host and allow host, yeah. They're pretty simple scripts, but they're useful. And they also send an email to you. So let's say you're not home.
Yeah, I got.
You got?
Okay. Yeah,
alright, then you don't need any help.
Come on now. But yeah, it's, I don't know, but all the attack scripts I used to have.
It's so simple, though. You don't really need anything other than that.
I used to have a script that ran off of ngrep, but I just haven't, like, the new version of ngrep changed some things. Because what I used to do, I would have it automatically run dig, who is, and scan the IP of whoever it was that was attacking, so.
Good idea. But you could do that later. I mean, preliminarily, you just want to do 1, 2, 3 things and get it over with.
Yeah, and then, like, play music over my speakers, so it's like, you know, I'm, like, sleep, and it wakes
up. Penis enlarger.
No, I just have it just give me a Leroy Jenkins shout.
What?
Have you heard that Leroy Jenkins thing? I know I'm like completely late, but it's
yeah. Oh God.
Oh, how to get over here? We don't have that much time left in the show.
We have like 2 minutes.
Dude,
left.
All of the news stories we have, and we've covered
two,
five of them, five of the stories, and then the added one.
All right, we'll just like run through. Windows Vista.
There's like three of those.
Sucks.
There's like six. There's like six versions of Windows Vista. Sucky, suckier, and oh my god, get this shit off of my machine.
And server. Vista.
And server. Exactly.
There's always a server.
Sounds interesting. I'm gonna be very interested in seeing how non-Linux and Unix discretionary access control versus, you know, secure OS's mandatory access control, and Windows do whatever the fuck wants control.
Security.
Yeah, because this is integrating a lot more security that we're used to in the Unix world, which is discretionary access control. You know, you have your user can't affect other users, can't install things system-wide, you know, separation of privileges like you're supposed to do.
But I'm sure there's going to be some way for you to do like a root-like install.
Yeah, there will be, but by default, your user will only be able to install things in your own user directory, which we know as tilde or slash home.
Right, but they'll call it, of course, my documents. It'll be like, what are they using now? They're using
my programs. It will be.
Oh, yeah, my program files instead of...
Program file. I can see them doing that,
They're going to be doing that. Their interface, I'm not all that impressed with.
It looks like a thing.
It's just different colors. Come on.
It looks navy blue. Ooh.
It looks a little slick, you know, the bar down there, but, you know, I'm jaded, because I use, like, Enlightenment 17 and shit, Black Box, you know, whatever. You know?
I'm waiting for like waiting for XGL to get perfected and then just jumping on that.
Yeah, and that's gonna be cool. So
it's gonna be some fun stuff you can do with E17 gets pimped out and that gets pimped out.
Six versions of their OS is like, you know,
unnecessary.
No matter what, we're gonna get somebody, you know.
Vista Ultimate?
What the fuck?
Vista Business, Vista Enterprise, Vista Premium, Vista Ultimate, and Vista Starter.
Yeah.
They need to hire better marketing.
And they said that they're going to have like two different blue screens of death. They're going to have the blue screen of death and the red screen.
And the red screen of death, yes.
Oh, so you're really, really...
For really bad messages, like...
We covered this before, you know. Yeah. What we do is we write a program that crashes and alternates between the blue screen exception and the red screen exception. And then we just have the first
epileptic purple screen
that have worldwide epileptic seizures. It'll be grand!
They call it the purple plague of death.
what do we call that worm? What would we call it?
There was like code red,
giant,
right?
What is it? Giant robo?
Code purple.
The purple worm.
The Pokemon worm? It was like the Pokemon episode that caused children to have epileptic seizures.
The Pokemon worm! Oh, yeah, I remember about that. I don't remember what it was. There was some character whose eyes was like changing colors too rapidly or something.
No, the party hard virus. Party hard. That's what we're gonna do. We're gonna make his screen party hard in this.
Can we make it say play some really fast, like messed up music in the background?
A mixture of the boss stage for Super Mario Brothers and Mega Man.
For no reason.
Shouldn't be hard.
I'm just talking, you know, within the realms of reason and our abilities, or someone among us abilities do. just writing is gonna be a bitch though. But alright, so Windows Vista. The jury's still out on that one, but it's gonna be interesting regardless.
Alright, what else do we have before we, like, run out of time? We're running low.
Yeah.
The Winter Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
It sucked. And,
it's cold.
I love you. Winter Olympics are usually my favorite, but I was very, very disappointed with this year. Especially with the American athletes, they kind of didn't take it seriously, in my opinion. A bunch of them, and they dropped the fucking ball.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
What do they ever win anyway?
Summer Olympics are really good.
We were second, and
Germany was first.
Germany was first with medals.
I think by three or four more than us.
Right.
That's close. Whatever.
I mean,
in the summer, you know, we dominate. We have like twice as many.
I like how we dominated the snowboarding thing.
The events that we created.
I know, right? We're going to be here, like, the United States Olympic snowboarding team. We're taking it.
They're like they're 4'10" little stoners.
All right, well.
Speaking of taking it.
We need to take this show off.
They should just...
We hope you have enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or flames, send an email to basenet@basenetradio.net. If you are listening to this on DDP Radio, the radio is Binary Revolution Radio.
Peace.
Later.
Later.
See you.